You're listening to a message from Victory. God is a great king who deserves honor and faithfulness from his people. Discover more about this truth in week two of our series, Remember This.
This is the second week of our preaching. The week one, we talked about I have loved you. Okay, again, we are in a series, Remember This. And the people of Israel were asking, how have you loved us? Okay, so kinantahan sila ni God. Okay, sabi niya, remember me kapag nag-iisa. Diba? Kinantahan siya ni Lord. And then sabi niya, how have we loved us? Okay, he said, I have chosen you, I have favored you, and I have preserved you. Okay, and the fact that you are here today, look at the person next to you. You know, that person could have been somewhere else. But you know what? God chose that person to be here today to hear this message. And that is something that we can thank God for. Tingnan mo naman, ang ganda-ganda, ang ganda ng langit, ang ganda ng katabi mo. Di ba? And that is something that, you know, that God has done for us. And today we will be talking about, remember this. Great, I am God, the great King. So I would like to request everyone now to please stand as we read God's word today. We'll be reading from Malachi chapter 1, verses 6 through 14. Okay, last week we talked about Malachi 1 to 5, and now we will now be talking about the rest of chapter 1. Please swipe your Bible. If you have a digital Bible, swipe it to Malachi chapter 1. And then if you have a physical Bible, Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament, all right, and then the book before Matthew. Are you there? Okay, let's all read it, okay? So Malachi chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. Kung wala pong Bible yung katabi nyo, pakishare na lang po yung Bible nyo. Okay? Tapos kung nakikishare ka lang, huwag mo na lang kulayan. Alright? Okay? Are you ready? Okay, Malachi chapter 1, verses 6 through 14. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? If I am a master, where is my fear? Says the Lord of hosts, to you, O priests, who despise my name. But you say, how have we despised your name? By offering polluted food upon my altar. But you say, how have we polluted you? Saying that the Lord's table may be despised. When you offer blind animals in sacrifice, is that not evil? And when you offer those that are lame or sick, is that not evil? Present that to your governor. Will he accept you or show you favor? Says the Lord of hosts. And now entreat the favor of God that he may be gracious to us. With such a gift from your hand, will he show favor to any of you? Says the Lord of hosts. Oh, that there were one among you who would shut the doors, that might not kindle fire on my altar in vain. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts. I will not accept an offering from your hand. For from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name will be great among the nations. And in every place incense will be offered to my name and a pure offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. But you profane it when you say that the Lord's table is polluted and its fruit, that is, its food, may be despised. But you say, what a weariness this is. And you snort at it, says the Lord of hosts. You bring what has been taken by violence or lame or sick, and this you bring as your offering. Shall I accept that from your hand, says the Lord? Cursed be the cheat who has a male in his flock and vows it, yet sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name will be feared among the nations. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you are here in our midst. Holy Spirit of God, will you speak to us by the power of your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name? Amen. You may now take your seats. ASEAN Summit will start tomorrow. Tama po ba? So let's pray. Pero yung traffic, nag-start na. No? Kahapon pa. Alright? And so, can you imagine one of the, you know, the presidents, or let's just say Donald Trump. President Donald Trump would visit your home. Pinadala ka ng letter and then sabi, punta ako sa bahay niyo. Would you prepare your house? Maglilinis ka ba? Ilalabas mo ba yung matagal na yung korel na nasa kahon pa? Okay, na hindi ginagamit? Okay, 10 taon nyo nang binili pero hindi ginagamit. Pero when President Trump will come, you will open that up, right? No, and then you will make sure that the house is clean. And then that you have enough food in the ramp and you have food to offer and then you will look your best. Diba, hindi mo pupuntahin si President Trump doon na nakasando ka lang, nakasinelas ka lang, tapos ang dumi-dumi ng bahay mo, puro agiw. Diba? That you won't do that. Simply because the guy is the President of the United States. And yet, in the topic today that we want to talk about, God is saying, I am a great king. Okay, I am a great king, and yet the things we read today, you will see that the people of God were not giving the right honor and the right respect to the God that says, I am a great king. Imagine last week, we talked about that God loved them unconditionally. And yet, they respond to God's love in a very negative way. You know, verse 1 says this. Verse 6, it says, you have despised my name, okay? You, O priest, or second part of that, O priest, you who despise my name. You despise my name. And then let's just, you know, clarify. Ano ba ibig sabihin pag dinespise mo yung name? Okay, pakibilugan mo nga yan. Meron mang bilog yan? And then, okay na yan. Sige. Okay, when you despise my name, okay, what that means is that when you despise your name, ayan, no, may meaning yan. Boom. Isa pa. Ayan. Okay? Pag sinabi mong despise, it's negligible, it is worthless, it is distasteful. Distasteful, in Tagalog pa, nilalapastangan mo yung pangalan ko. Okay, binababoy mo yung pangalan ko. Can you imagine that God is here? He's saying he's a great king, and yet the people of God were doing terrible thing with his name. And then when he said that binanilalapastangan niya yung pangalan ko, they asked the question, how do we do that? I mean, how have we done that? Parang they're so oblivious to the things that they were doing. Now we have to understand that, you know, that Malachi and God was speaking to the priest right here. Okay, that is why I mentioned that, the priest. And then you look at chapter 1, verse 6, all the way to chapter 2, verse 9, and he will always be referring to the priest. The priests were the messengers. The priests were the ones that were supposed to represent God to the people, and the people to God. That's their job. And yet these priests are not doing what they're supposed to do. And then that is why God said, you despise my name. And then they ask the question, how have we despised your name? I mean, we're offering things to you. We're going to the temple every day. And then we do these things. And how can that be despising your name? How can that be dishonoring you? You know, maybe some of us are like that. Maybe we're asking the same question to God. You know, God, I come to church. Okay, I attend Victory Group. I read my Bible. And now you're telling me I despise your name. I dishonor you. How can we dishonor God? How do we dishonor God in our own ways? Because this was, you know, they were dishonoring God. And let's read, okay? Please open your Bible to chapter 1, and then verse 7. God answered their question. You know, this is an amazing thing about God. When you ask Him a question, He answers back. Isn't that amazing? Hindi siya yung God na mute. Hindi siya yung God na deaf. He can't, you know, a God who can't hear, but a God that we serve is alive and active, and He hears when you ask questions. So it's okay to ask God questions. He would not be offended. Okay, hindi po siya matitreaten sa tanong natin. And so they were asking, how have we done that? No, kung nagtatanong si God, you know, you despise my name, and then parang sagot nila, weh. Di ba? Paano nangyari ang God? And then that God said this, by offering polluted food upon my altar. But you say, may sagot pa rin sila. But you say, how have we done that? Okay, let's read that the message. The message said this. When you say the altar of God is not important anymore. When you say that the altar of God is not important anymore. Now, let's get the context here. All right? Again, the book of Malachi was written over almost 100 years after they returned from Babylon. Okay, they were in Babylon for 70 years, and then prophecy after prophecy were given by the prophets and telling them, you will return to Jerusalem, and then you will rebuild the temple, and then the presence of God would be there, and then there will be prosperity, there will be peace, there will be security, and they were doing that. Okay, and they finally they were able to finish the temple. Okay, the second temple was built at 516 BC. Okay, 516. Now, the first temple was built by Solomon. All right? Solomon built this wonderful temple, and then the Babylonians destroyed it. And then at 516, by the mercies of God, they were able to rebuild the temple. And this was it. Okay, this was about 80 years later that they've been doing all this altar. Okay, they were visiting the altar. They were doing all the offerings. And they were saying at this point, the altar of God is not important anymore. The worship of God is no longer a priority. Can you imagine that? It's no longer a priority. You don't have to worship God anymore. Parang tayo din yan, di ba? Pagising mo sa umaga, ano unang-una mong chine-check? Facebook. Di ba? Meron kayang nag-like dun sa pinost ko kagabi. That's the first thing you know, chine-check mo notification. The first thing you reach out when you wake up in the morning is you reach out to your phone and you look at notifications. And then you come to church. Pag may time. If time permits, I'll be in church. If I feel good, I'll be in church. But if I feel so tired, I'm dead tired, I just can't do it, it's no longer a priority. And that's what was happening then. That was what was happening to the people of God. They didn't see worship as important anymore. And then not only that, God is saying, I'm a great God, okay? But you offer me worthless animals. Worthless animals. You have to remember, in the book of Leviticus and in Deuteronomy, you will see the list of things that God required for an offering. Okay? It will tell you, in that list, you can only offer to God what is best. You can only offer to God the first fruit. You can only offer to God the firstborn. You can only offer to God everything that is perfect. That's all you could offer to God. On top of that, priest cannot have blemish as well. Pagka priest ka, hindi pwedeng meron kang tama ng konti. Hindi pwedeng meron kang anan. Okay? Hindi pwedeng yung daliri mo may sobra. Hindi pwede. You have to be unblemished. Okay? Yung mga priest doon talaga mga gandang lalaki, parang ganyan pa rin, di ba? Pastor Mark, ganda na lang eh, di ba? Wala na, but these people are offering worthless animals. Worthless animals. What are worthless animals? Animals that you are trying to get rid of. Animals that, parang ngayon, you're offering something, sayang naman to, bago mapanis, bigyan natin kay God. Di ba yung mga double dead, okay na yan. Pwede na yan kay God. Anyway, alam mo, si God love me unconditionally. Diba? Sometimes we do that. We offer things that are crippled, sick, and blind. And then interesting, ang sabi lang kasi dito, a senator and bankers, because this is the Message Bible, okay? But ESV says governor. Governor, when you read the word governor here, it actually tells you the timeline when this book was written. Because when they were under governorship, that was under the Persian government. Okay, one of their first governor was Nehemiah. Okay, Nehemiah, who was the one that God used to rebuild the wall in Jerusalem. All right? So there are these people, okay, the governor and the king. Try offer that to your governor and see if he will accept that. Can you imagine, you know, your daughter, kasi I have two girls, no? I have two girls. Can you imagine you have daughter at mag-birthday ng 7 years old? Okay, 7th birthday. And then niregaluhan mo. Sabi mo sa anak mo, anak, meron akong surprise gift sa'yo today. Shih Tzu. Wow. Shih Tzu na puppy. I mean, wow, Dad, that is so good. Okay, I am so excited. Sa tanong ng anak mo, Dad, can this puppy play fetch? Yun yung papatumong ganun yun and then kukunin niya. Ay, anak, sorry. Hindi niya kaya yun. Bakit, Dad? Kasi bulag. Hindi siya makakita. And then the daughter would ask, eh, but Dad, at least can I take the dog for a walk? Ay, hindi, anak. Bakit, Dad? Kasi dalawa lang paa niya. Okay, but at least, can I at least pet the dog? Ay, anak, hindi rin. Kasi may sakit. Can you imagine that? I mean, nagregalo ka pa. Di ba? And that's exactly what God was saying to the people of Israel. This is what you're doing. You're offering me things that you don't have no use for. Okay, parang okay na yan. Basta, anyway, si God, kaya na ni God yan. You're despising my name. I am a great God. Verse 8, okay, and then verse 9, it says this. Okay, verse 9. Now entreat the favor of God that he may be gracious to you. That he may be gracious to you. Now, here's the Malangay telling the people, guys, sa governor nga, pag binigay mo yung ganyang regalo, walang favor. Baka batukan ka. Okay? Baka hindi ka pansinin. Now, entreat God. You pray, you beseech, you ask God, God, at least give me favor. Be gracious to me with his offering. And what he's saying, it with such a gift from your hand, will he show favor to any of you? Why would he? And yet, when you think about this, God was being merciful to people. When you think about this, God is still being gracious. Let's continue reading. Verse 10. Ito parang harsh. Okay, are you there in verse 10? Open your Bible in verse 10, chapter 1, verse 10. God was so dismayed. God was so discouraged with the way people were dishonoring his name, dishonoring his temple, dishonoring the altar. And this is what he said. This is what he said, verse 10. Oh, that there were one among you who would shut the doors. Okay? Who would shut the doors that you might not kindle fire on my altar in vain. Can you imagine that? Here is God saying, how I wish that there is one priest among you that would actually close the door of the temple. You know why? Because what you're doing doesn't make any sense. Can you imagine God say that to you? Parang pupunta ka dito sa church? Dumating ka ng 7 o'clock service? Dati hindi naman napupuno. Diba, pumunta ka, Marcos Highway, dumaan kang Marcos Highway, and normally, wala namang traffic, eh dahil nga ginagawa yung LRT, naka-traffic. Not only that, lumayo pa yung U-turn. Diba? So dati, 30 minutes lang, nandito ka na. And so you allotted 1 hour. 1 hour to get here. Okay? So by the time you got to the U-turn, it was already quarter to seven. So talaga medyo nagmamadali ka na, di ba? So pagdating mo sa parking, ang haba. Pagdating mo sa ground floor, wala na, hindi na nga doon nagpapapark. Diba? Diretso ka na agad second floor, right? Para sigurado, para hindi mauso. Kasi pag sa ground floor, ang usok na eh, di ba? Pagayon ba ito? Ang daming baso, ang daming fumes ng jeep, di ba? So you went straight to the second floor, room around ka noon, wala. Wala kang maparkan. Ang ginawa mo, huwag pumanag ka sa third floor. Third level ka na. 10 to 7 na. Medyo nagmamadali ka na. Kasi baka malate ka. Right? So punta kang third floor, wala rin. Punta kang level 4. Wala pa rin. Level 5 ka na nakapark. Tapos doon pa sa pinakadulo. And gustong-gusto mo mag-church eh, di ba? Kasi Christian ka. Di ba? And then pagdating mo dyan sa pinto, alam niyo na, kulay pula yung tarpaulin. Please go to the next service next Sunday. And then may usher. Sasabihin ka, sir, puno na po. Excuse me, 2:57 pa. Sir, puno na po. Hindi mo ba alam kung anong pinagdaanan ko para na maka-church? Haharangin mo ako? Christian ka pa naman? Nasakit. Right? Yung sakit nun eh, yung gustong-gusto mo mag-church kasi nga, you know, you went through a lot this week and you just want to bless God, you just want to hear the preaching, you just want to be blessed, you just want to worship God with all of your heart, and then all of a sudden, the usher and the guard will tell you, next week na po. Kasi 7 o'clock, last service na eh. Everyone, humabol ka rin sa 4, 8 o'clock meron. Diba? Diba sakit nun? But here, hindi usher magsasabi sa'yo. Si God. Si God nagsabi sa kanya, stop praying. Stop offering anything. Close that temple. Now, here's another interesting thing about this temple. When this temple was rebuilt at 516, okay, 516 BC, after 70 years of Babylonian captivity, finally, the temple was rebuilt. But those who never saw the first temple were so excited. They were rejoicing that the temple of God is finally finished. And they were saying, finally, the presence of God will now be here. The peace of God will be here. Prosperity, security, and all the things that God has promised will be here. Because the temple is built. They were rejoicing. They were so happy. But you know what? The seasoned ones who saw that first temple of Solomon, the older ones who saw the first temple, were not rejoicing. They were crying. They were crying not just because the second temple is nothing in comparison to the first temple. But you know why they were crying? You know why, the reason why the people were crying? Because in the first temple, when it was done, the presence of God was there. And the second temple, they never saw the presence of God in this temple. Here's another thing. God, the Almighty King, the Great King, deserves the best. There was a story when the tabernacle, not the temple, the tent yet, it's still the tent. When they just finished the tabernacle, and then when the family of Aaron was installed to be the priest of the nation, to represent people to God because they were messengers. Okay, messengers like Malachi. Malachi's name means messenger. All right, so messengers. And they were there, and then the two sons of Aaron decided and then power get into their brain and thinking, you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Okay? Ano kami ni Aaron, hello? We can do whatever we want. Okay? God anointed us to be his representative. All right. So they decided, Nadab and Abihu decided to offer smoke to God, which is unauthorized. Because they thought they can do whatever they want. And so they offered that smoke, and you know what happened? They were smoked to death. Okay. Yung smoke na inoffered na kay God, bumalik, sinunog sila, namatay sila. Why? Because God is a holy God. You can't do that in his presence. You can't offer things that are not acceptable. And yet, Okay, before we say to God that, God, ang harsh mo naman, pasasara mo yung temple, ayaw mo na ng offering, ayaw mo na mag-pray. You know, even that is an act of God that is so gracious. Because during that time, during Nadab and Abihu, when they offered something, it wasn't even an animal. But here, what they're offering, in what we read, they're offering things. Animals that are sick, blind, lame. Things that they want to get rid of. And yet, because of the mercies of God, none of the priests died when they were offering this. That is the grace of God. And how many times today, in our time, how many times have we hurt God and sinned against God blatantly? And yet God, in His mercy, chooses to forgive us and cleanse us. Amen? I think God deserves a praise for that. Okay? Verse 11 is what I love verse 11. Not just because it's one of my favorite songs. Okay, when I was growing up. No, when I was younger. Okay, not growing up because I never grew. Okay, this. Okay, but when I was growing up. Okay, I love this song. I don't know if Ronnie Furman knows this song because this was during his time. Okay, 70s kasi to nung unang sumikat. Ng 70s. You know that praise song? Does anybody know from the rising of the sun? Si tumatango si Ronnie. Okay. From the rising of the sun to its going down, of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. You know that song? From the rising of the sun to the going down, of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. That's a song. Okay? That's the song that we used to sing. That was written and that it became so popular in 1970s. Okay? Wag win judger, ha? I remember that song, but this the beauty of this song, this is what Jesus, what the Bible is saying. What God is saying here is that you don't want to offer me sacrifices. You don't want to offer me what is due to me. You don't want to offer, you don't want to honor my name. You know what? The nations will offer me praises that I have been asking for. This is amazing because this is something that the Israelites have missed all along. Because they always thought, because they are the chosen nation, they are the only nation that can praise God. What they missed is that God can use other nations to give Him praise. And this is exactly what He's saying. Okay? And they were thinking, may utang na loob si God sa atin. Pinili niya tayo kahit anong mangyari. Tayo pa rin. No, that's not true. What God is saying is that if you don't offer me praise, other nations will praise me. That is why He used Cyrus. You remember the time? You know the reason why He used Cyrus to bring back the people of God to Jerusalem? Not so that Cyrus will be big-headed. No, so that he would understand that there is a God who is greater than him. That's also the reason why Nebuchadnezzar became crazy for 3 years. Eating grass. You know why? Because one time he was at his temple thinking that he was so great and he said, what a wonderful kingdom I have planted. And all of a sudden he became crazy. Until the time when he acknowledged that there is a greater king than him. You know the reason why God did all the plagues in Egypt? The reason why God allowed the Pharaoh to harden his heart. Not so that he will shame the Egyptians. No. It is so that the Egyptians and the Pharaoh would know that there is a God in Israel who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the ruler of all nations. Come on, give Him praise. That is the reason why. That is why God is saying, my name will be great among nations. And until today, that is what God is doing. Imagine Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Ancient One, Holy One, okay, the Unshakable King, who were, who are, and who will always be. Tama ba? Okay. I mean, when he was in Jerusalem on the week of the Passion, you remember that story? When he was riding that donkey, people were throwing down their cloak on the ground and they were, you know, they were waving branches and they were screaming and yelling, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Children were praising him. Children were yelling that. And you know what this religious leader said? They commanded Jesus to stop the children and the people to proclaim who he is. You know what Jesus said? You remember what Jesus said? Even if these people, even if these children stop praising me, the rocks will praise me. Can you imagine? The rocks will praise me. You know why? Because it will not change anything. Even if we praise him or not, even if we admit that he's a great king, even if we, you know, even if we don't give him honor that is due to him, the truth would not change. He is a great king. Amen. And he deserves our best. And that is what the Israelites have missed. And that's what the Israelites were missing right here in the book of Malachi. And God was saying to them, you don't want to praise me? Fine. The nations will praise me. You don't want to offer me offering that is acceptable to me? Fine. The other nations who doesn't know me will praise me. I don't need your praises. It is God. It is God's mercy. It is God's grace that he chose this nation to praise him, to make him known to other nations. My friends, that is our role as well. Okay, even if we don't praise him, even if we don't give him what is due to him, he will still be God. He will still be a great king. And you know what? Other people will praise him. And that will not stop. Verse 12. But you profaned it. You profaned it. When you say that the Lord's table is polluted and its fruit, that is its food, may be despised. But you say, verse 12, verse 13, what you say? What a weirdness this is. What a weirdness this is. They were saying, God, you told us to rebuild the temple and we did. We offer you all these sacrifices every day. And our priests were accepting it. And so we thought that was okay. Now, this is so tiring. God, nakakapagod kang i-serve. Have you ever felt like that? You know, tagal mo ng Christian. And then, pero ang feeling mo, nakakapagod, Lord, nakakapagod. Linggo-linggo na lang, nandito ako. Linggo-linggo na lang, narinig ko yung preaching. Linggo-linggo na lang, nagdadasal ako. Linggo-linggo na lang, umaten ako ng Victor Group. Nagpapasa ako ng Bible. Lord, nakakapagod. Pero bakit hanggang ngayon, yung pamilya ko hindi pa rin safe? Tatay ko, hindi pa rin nagbabago. Nanay ko, ganun pa rin. Yung mga classmates ko, ako pa rin palagi nakikita. Ang late-late ko na, nakikita pa rin ako. Naman, professor ko, ako pa rin paborito. Paboritong pagalitan, paboritong palabasin, paboritong alipustahin. Yung post ko, ganun pa rin. Hindi pa rin nagbabago, Lord. Nakakabagot. But you know what? When we say things like that, when what God is saying, you know, he was saying to them at verse 13, what a weirdness this is. And not only that, you know what else they do? Is that they offer to God something that is hand-me-down and broken and useless. He's a great king. And yet we give him the leftover of our lives. He's a great king, and yet we don't offer him what is due to his name. And that is the best. Not only in worship, not only when we are here and singing songs to the Lord. Worship is a lifestyle. It's not singing. Okay, I hope you understand that. Worship is what we do. It's not what we sing. Worship is when you are at home and you're treating your wife properly and you're treating your children kindly. That's worship. Worship is when you go to your office and you do extra work more than what is expected of you, and you're not expecting anything in return. That's worship. Worship is when you are in school and you're doing not only your assignments, but you're always reading ahead of what is assigned to you. That is worship. Worship is when you follow the laws of the land. When it says, bawal tumawid dito kasi may namatay na. Okay? That's worship. You go to the, kahit na nakakapagod bumalik doon sa footbridge. Okay? Lalo din sa Santa Lucia, punta ka ng McDonald's na nakakapagod, di ba? It's okay. Because that is worship. Worship is not just singing songs. Worship is a lifestyle. And that is what we are, that is what God is expecting of us. It's not just the external stuff. Verse 14. For I am a great king, says the Lord, and my name will be feared among the nations. You know the result of not honoring God and not giving him the best? The first part of verse 14. Look at that. Not only is God asking them to close down the temple, but this is what he said. Cursed be the cheat. Are you there? Verse 14. I'm not making this up. Okay, it's in your Bible. Cursed be the cheat who was a male in his flock and bows it, and yet sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished. During the time of the Israel, when the sacrificial offering was still in state and it's still in effect, you can actually vow and promise God to offer him what is good. And what God is saying is, you offer, you already agreed, you already said, you already committed to give this to God. And then when the time comes to really sacrifice this animal, hindi mo na gusto i-sacrifice. Sinacrifice mo, may sakit. That's hypocrisy. And at times, we are like that. We commit to do something for God. God, from this day on, Lord, from 2018, Lord, I will start reading my Bible every day. I will wake up early in the morning. I will pray and I will do this. And then by February, hindi mo na ginagawa. Kasi it's not convenient. Worship is what God deserves because he's a great king. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I want to end with this. Please open your Bible to Romans chapter 12. And let me call the worship team as we wrap this up. And we, because worship is what God deserves. And that's what we will give him. Romans 12, 1. Are you there? This is probably one of your memory verses. Are you there? Romans 12, 1. Oh, it's there. I didn't expect that there. I was expecting you to look at the Bible, but then that's okay. Romans 12, 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. God deserves our best in our worship. Aren't you glad that when, again, the sacrificial offering were a foreshadow, was a picture of what Jesus is going to do for us? Because we can't save ourselves. Isn't it amazing what God did? Can you imagine if John 3:16 reads like this? Okay, how many of you have memorized John 3:16? Can anyone, can you recite John 3:16 for me? Is that okay? Can we all recite John 3:16? Okay, if you know it, just yell it out. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. For God so loved the world that whosoever will not perish. For God so loved the world that he gave his sickly, blind, worthless, useless. Can you imagine if that was the word that was there? For God so loved the world that he sent the blind, the blemish, the sick, the crippled. No, that's not what God did. God gave us his only son, the best of the best. Why? So that you and I can give him what he deserves.